Valentine's Day is just 2 days away.
Here you go, Ralph. You choose me? Happy Valentine's.
Aw, The Simpsons. I mean, who doesn't remember the sound of one's heart pounding loudly in your ears as you waited at your desk at Linden Avenue School in Ms. Lisby's kindergarten class to see if Mark Slattery gave you a 2x3 piece of red paper that resembled a Valentine? The names have not been changed, by the way, in that story. Nor has the stress very much for kids and parents who have had to navigate an increasingly expensive and weirdly socio-political holiday. Deborah Skolnick is senior editor at Parenting Magazine. Hi, Deborah.
Hi.
So give us sort of a broad view of how Valentine's Day has ratcheted up for kids over the past few years.
Well, I think that like a lot of other holidays, like Halloween and Christmas, it's just one more opportunity, especially because we live in a kind of consumeristic culture and children are getting more socialized at an early age. You know, it's just become another occasion to do something elaborate, throw a party, try to, engage in a little one-upsmanship in terms of who has the nicest Valentines, who puts the nicest treats with the Valentines. It's a whole thing.
I got to break it down here. It's not just cards anymore. Are kids expected to give candy and gifts? And how do parents draw the line, or what's your advice on where to draw the line on what to give?
There definitely is more of an expectation. I mean, I definitely remember when I was a child, a card was pretty much it. Now, a lot of the Valentines that you can buy, you know, at the drugstore, the stationery store, they have holders, and you're supposed to put in a miniature chocolate bar or a little lollipop. Some of them come with sticker packs. I think that the first thing that you have to do is make sure what your school's policy is on bringing in and distributing candy. Some schools have no trouble with those kinds of Valentines, and other ones do. And then it's just a case of your judgment. Is it going to kill you to let your kid give a lollipop to somebody? Probably not. But you might want to check with all the parents, because if every kid is coming home with 25 lollipops given to them by all their friends, you may have a case of candy overload that rivals Halloween's.
Now, let's talk about the Valentine part of it. A lot of times, this is when some kids first maybe get a crush on the teacher or some other girl in class or boy in class. Can you give parents some language to help deal with the sad little one who doesn't come home with a fistful of cards?
Oh, I mean, one good thing that you can always do is emphasize how much you and dad or you and mom still love your child. Explain to your child sometimes, too, that kids at this age, even though they may have these feelings, some of the other children may not, that it's a little bit advanced for some of the other kids. Go through the Valentines that they did get. Say, oh, look how nice these are. Read them aloud. Write Valentines to other people. Just like I would say in the case of Christmas, you should be teaching that it's not only what you get, but what you give. Why don't you send some Valentines to grandma, grandpa, aunts and uncles, neighbors. Sometimes on our street, the neighbor kids all exchange Valentines with each other, which is very sweet as well. I know it can be hard, though. Even little kids, they have these feelings, just like what you guys were saying about Mark Slattery. I remember giving a boy a lollipop in a Valentine's Day card when I was in sixth grade. So I was like 11, you know, getting kind of mm-hmm. older there. And he stood up in front of the whole class and said, "Who wants a lollipop? I don't want this lollipop."
See, isn't this the upshot of all this?
Oh,
little tiny heart.
Philip,
breaking.
Has done it to me.
She's okay. She's the editor of a major magazine.
It came out all right.
Okay, I'm going to flip this on the other side. What do you do if you find out that you're the parent of the excluder, the kid who doesn't want to give a card to everybody in class?
Well, I think that one thing that you really need to do is supervise the Valentines that do go out. A lot of schools will wisely have the policy that if you're going to give Valentines, you have to give them to everybody in the whole class. Some schools will say that they don't want to celebrate Valentine's at all, and then you have to respect that as well. I've heard that from my children sometimes and other people's children. I don't want to give so-and-so a Valentine. I'm in a fight with her. You sit down and you make sure that everybody has a Valentine in that class addressed to them. Go down your class list and compare. Now, does your child want to give the prettiest Valentine to her best friend? All right. I mean, you do have to make certain allowances. And I did hear that somebody who's fond of one of my children may maybe giving her two lollipops instead of just one.
All right, keep your eye on that kid. We're talking to Deborah Skolnick, senior editor of Parenting Magazine, about navigating through Valentine's Day when your kids are involved. And I have to ask about gender stereotypes and cards. Sitting on my desk, our producer went to Target to get Valentine cards for a little girl, and she just kind of, I think, can I say this, Trisha? Your brain kind of imploded with the choices, and she just said, okay, I'm getting Spider-Man ones for the boys and princess ones for the girls. What should you do in that case? Is it better to go gender neutral?
She felt some guilt about it.
She's
like, I feel like I should be a little more astute and make a different decision that's like equalizing. But, you know, it's annoying. It's stressful. So you just
How do you recommend parents help their children choose these cards?
It is kind of hard. And I wouldn't say that, you know, your producer did the wrong thing at all. But I've been surprised. I mean, my daughter chose a Spider-Man backpack for her backpack for preschool this year. Sometimes kids don't always choose neatly along gender lines that you might expect. I usually either take my kids with me to the store and let them pick them out. And I insist that they pick one pack. I make it unisex. So if you want to have the little Einstein Valentine's Day cards, that's okay. But I'm not buying two separate packs because usually that's enough for two whole classes of kids and we only have one. And also this year I used a catalog because I was buying some other things because I am the mother that has a Valentine's Day party at her house.
Of course you are. You're the editor of Parenting Magazine.
Yeah, I guess I can get away with it. And, you know, I had my daughter pick out from a catalog. So she saw like 10 different choices and she picked ones that are like unisex Valentine's and each one comes with a packet of neon stickers that you can give along with a card to your friends.
Sticker seems to be the answer because, you know, it's not sugar, it's gender, it's not expensive. Stickers, it seems to be the thing.
Tattoos can be kind of fun. Bookmarks, all those things are really cool. And teacher gifts are getting a little more elaborate, too.
Oh, that's a whole
which is interesting to me. My daughter, from this catalog, she badly, badly wanted to give her teacher a Snoopy Valentine's Day bag of popcorn for the microwave. $3.99 for one freaking bag of popcorn. And I said, okay. And then it turned out that it was on back order until March. Now, what is that catalog company going to do with the popcorn that says Happy Valentine's Day in March? I don't understand.
They're going to put a little green hat on it.
Yes, they are.
Or a little Easter bunny next to it is what they're going to do. Hey, Deborah Skolnick, senior editor of Parenting Magazine. Hey, thanks for helping us navigate the Valentine waters.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Have a great party.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Hey, everyone, stay with us. You know why? Because it's the 25th anniversary of Thriller, Michael Jackson. And we're going to talk about its cultural impact, that amazing album. You are listening to The Bryant Park Project from NPR News.